New York State is providing $750 million in incentives to help Solar City build a production center that is projected to create up to 1,500 jobs inside and an additional 1,500 jobs at supporting businesses. But Solar City's stock has fallen sharply this week. Shares closed Wednesday more than 29% lower than at Tuesday's close on the Nasdaq exchange, and the stock has lost nearly half its value since the start of the year. Tony Agoric of Agoric Wealth Management in Williamsville says Solar City is a business model based on speculation, something that does not impress many investors.
Solar City is also fundamentally a leasing company because they lease these solar panels to homeowners over, let's say, a 20-year time period. And because of that, financing costs, you know, are a significant determinant of whether people are going to be willing to work with these things.
State officials are downplaying Solar City's Wall Street woes. State Senator Tim Kennedy tells WBFO the broader market has been turbulent, and Solar City officials have assured state leaders they've had no thoughts of changing plans in Buffalo.
We've had ongoing conversations with the folks at Solar City, how we're going to fill these jobs. You know, there are folks in this community that we're working to train in order to get those jobs once the project is completed.
However, news reports Wednesday indicated that full production at Solar City's Buffalo factory will be delayed by up to 6 months. Company officials are stating that equipment needed to begin solar panel production will not be in place as soon as hoped. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.